Bibles provided. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 21. People of God, hear this infallible, preserved, and precious Word of God. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nation. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, To all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh." Thus is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. You have in this last part of Revelation 19 the very end of that sixth vial. The very end of that sixth vial, which was given to us in part in Revelation 16, and here we're given it in more detail. Although, interestingly, this Battle of Armageddon, which is here recorded for us at the end of this chapter, is given quite a bit of time in chapter 16, and thus must be read in harmony. You'll see here first, as you were a panning to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's described in prophetic terms, showing forth his kingship, showing forth his deity and his humanity. His deity is shown when the scripture says that he has a name that no man knew but he himself. It's God alone who is the God who is incomprehensible, as he is in his infinite nature. And it's only the Lord Jesus alone which can know this of Jehovah. But he is at the same time named. Do you notice that? Named more than once, right? Name the Word of God. Name the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There are titles given to him. Because he is at the same time God and man. And his humanity is known to us, revealed to us. And here we have he given titles that describe him par excellence. He is the King of all kings, showing forth that he's not only King of his church, but King of nations as well. And here he sits as enthroned, but he's going to battle. This is the Battle of Armageddon. It is that which is the capstone of that sixth vial and usher in the glorious age for the church, an age of victory and mass conversions, which we will see
in chapter 20 with that seventh vial being poured out. The most important thing to see here is that Jesus does it very specifically not by returning. He does it in the Battle of Armageddon through His armies. It's His armies of heaven, it says in verse 14. But this harmonizes with the way the prophets speak and the way the apostle was showing forth the imagery in the early part of Revelation, in which the church is said to be His army of heaven. How is that? How is that? Well, that's because the Scripture speaks about our salvation as already done and complete. We are glorified, it says in Romans chapter 9 and the end of 8. How are we glorified if we're not in heaven? Because it's just as much as if we're in heaven in the person of Jesus Christ. And so it's this mystical union with the person of Jesus Christ in heaven, because He sits at the right hand, that we can be said to be in heaven. And so the church is in heaven, triumphant, which has died and went to be with the Savior, but also on earth by this mystical union with the person of Jesus Christ. And so you have Him coming by His church to battle in the Battle of Armageddon. And this is those who fight with the beast, fight with the false prophet. And it is here at the end of this battle that you have the destruction of the beast, which is that papal church, and you have the false prophet, which is him which sits upon and alongside this beast. And it's finally over. There will be no more Roman Catholic Church at the end of this sixth vial, enabling the coming of the Jews with that stumbling block being finished, and then also the furthering of the gospel to the lands of the earth, such that the Lord Jesus, His name, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will be realized on this earth. But that's for the seventh vial. And so the kingdom of Satan is destroyed in every age of history, except for that last one, death itself. And that's the seventh vial. You take away the beast, you take away the false prophet, but Satan's still there. He's bound, but he's going to be loosed again, and then death itself will be conquered. The final bits of this satanic kingdom, this kingdom of darkness, will finally see its end with the seventh vial, and that's what the 20th chapter is going to be.